Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Back here on the second guest show, Mike Dottiglia along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, live from the Silver Slipper Casino, beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. Bobby J and I will be here until 8 o'clock tonight. If you're in the area, stop on by and visit us. Got a full crowd here tonight, so we appreciate everybody showing up, and we got a couple of nice winners that were sitting right in front of us, and within 15-20 minutes, they both hit a $1,500, $2,400. So congratulations to them. On our Oakwood Heart Jewelers talking text line from the Carolina Panthers, the radio color analyst, Jim Zocchi. Jim, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon.
Absolutely, Bobby. How are y'all doing today?
We're doing great. Jim, in a lot of ways, when I saw what they were trying to do in bringing in Damian Lewis, who's a guy who was from Louisiana, spent some time in the Mississippi area too, but finished off at LSU. And then Robert Hunt, another Louisiana guy, went to UL and got picked in the second round by the Miami Dolphins. And both signed pretty lucrative contracts. It reminded me so much of what Sean Payton had tried to do here with the Saints. You have a smaller quarterback in Drew Brees that he's not 6 foot tall. And so you got those interior guys that can help him block and give him a little bit more time to throw the football and be a little bit more of a tippy-toe thrower to see the football feel better. Is that sort of what Dave Canales is trying to do with the Panthers today?
Yeah, 100%. And, you know, we, of course, broadcast our games with Jake DeLome. You know all about what you guys are talking about with the New Orleans Saints. When you've got a smaller stature quarterback, you've got to give them vision up the middle. And also when you're 2-15, that's you probably got to overpay to get free agents to be interested in coming to play for you. So I think in Hunt and Lewis, especially Hunt, they paid probably more than the market value. But sliding Austin Corbett, the veteran guard, over to center, those three give you a stout three interior on the inside of the where they were getting just bull rush last year. So it gives Bryce a chance. And then that makes the outside tackles better too. So, again, I think Bryce has potential. He's got talent. But if he can't see here and he gets sacked 62 times like last year, none of it's going to work. So you're exactly right.
Bobby? Now, Jim, when you look at, like, you know, quarterback's best friend, if you can run the ball, obviously you got to block up front. But boy, to me, he's a lunch pail type of runner, that being Chuba Hubbard. And I'm looking at it anytime, you know, I guess you're playing 17 games, so she'd have should have total yards of scrimmage, you know, 1,200 plus and all that. But Chuba Hubbard, I mean, that's a name unless you follow Carolina. Now going into what, his fourth year from Oklahoma State, he's been steady. A fourth-round draft pick. We wish our pick from TCU, Mike, his name's
Kendra Miller.
Kendra Miller would be like a Chuba Hubbard, which is nowhere near so far because he's never available. But Chuba Hubbard, to me, has been outstanding for them.
He's a perfect kind of, like, in today's NFL, like having a money ball guy, because he was, like you said, a fourth-round pick. And he, every year, as you said, going into his fourth year, he was a track speed guy. He's Canadian originally. He's fast. But every year he's put more weight and muscle on that frame. So now he's able to, you know, shed off some tacklers, get through that first layer, and then that speed kicks in. So you're right. I think as far as, again, he's not going to probably be like a guy that in fantasy drafts is going very high. But as part of a committee here, while we await the health of Jonathan Brooks, who'll be at least four games in before we get our rookie second-round pick, I think Chuba, as part of a running back by committee, as that lead guy, is kind of perfect for today's NFL.
Well, when Jonathan's going to get healthy, Jim, you got something there. Okay. Man, he is a really talented runner receiver coming out of the backfield. He's got some speed. Hopefully, if he can stay healthy, he's going to help out the Panthers. One of the things change-wise, other than the interior offensive line for the Panthers, have been the addition, certainly, of Deontay Johnson at wide receiver and Xavier Leggett. He worked out before the draft with a friend of mine, and man, he just raved about his personality, how much he soaks everything in so quickly, and his learning ability. He said, Mikey, it's unbelievable. He picks it up, and he's got such a great attitude. A little bit about how Deontay Johnson and Xavier Leggett will help out a team that last year was really limited at the wide receiver position.
Yeah, I mean, it was like Adam Thielen and nobody else. Adam Thielen last year had 103 catches. The next one was the rookie, you know, Jonathan Mingo, and he had 43 catches. And so, you know, that's a big drop-off. I think with Deontay Johnson, I think we're going to see more of an even split with Thielen and Deontay, two really good route runners. That's, you guys know watching NFL football. Deontay, you say what you will, he's one of the best route runners in this league, and he's on the last year of a contract, so it might be a one-year rental. But it buys you time for Xavier Leggett to get up to speed as a rookie this year, Jonathan Mingo to get into his second year. And then we drafted the tight end Jatavion Sanders out of Texas. We got Brooks and Sanders out of Texas, fourth-round pick. I think they view Sanders as a high upside receiving tight end. But having those veterans like Thielen and Deontay Johnson kind of gives you that bridge of some really talented guys while you get some of these younger guys hopefully up to speed.
Jim, what is your take on this? Because, you know, everyone catches their attention, social media and all that. When you look at ownership, the one that probably gets the most attention is Jerry Jones. But I think David Tepper might be right behind him. So, a lot of people ask me, well, David Tepper, will he kind of move into the background? And he said during what Canales' introductory press conference that, you go in the background and or will he continue to be a distraction? You know, he got out of hand. We all know about when he threw a drink in the owner's box on opposing fans in the Jacksonville game last season. And it was a bad look for the franchise. But David Tepper, I mean, I don't know. He looks a hell. I own the team. I can do what I want. has he learned maybe that?
Man, I'm worth $20 billion. What are you going to tell me?
Yeah, but I can own the team. And maybe I got to just take a little step back and not be so much like, I don't know, owner, general manager like a Jerry Jones. Okay, if you think you got the right hire in Canales.
And Dan Morgan as
General manager, then maybe take a step back.
Yeah, I think he's definitely done that. We've not seen much of him. I think, as he said, he's been true to his word. He's been kind of in the background. And I think they really are giving Dan Morgan a lot of leeway to actually make the decisions. And I think Dan did really well this offseason with the draft, with free agency. You can only pick so many things on a 2-15 team in one off season, but I think as far as gaining on it, making progress, that I like what they did in the draft. I like what they've done in free agency, but it's not going to be a 1 year fix. So I think this year, I think it's a lot of tempered as far as any kind of predictions or where the season may go. Let's get into it, see where it goes. Canales brings a lot of kind of youthful energy with him, and it's the first time we've had the GM and the coach arrive at the same time, as far as Dan being elevated to that position as general manager. So I think they're kind of at least structurally doing things the correct way now.
When I look at it, you look at Aaron Donald, how dominant he was. You know who's a poor man's Aaron Donald? I mean, listen, unless you follow Carolina, a lot of people don't know who Derrick Brown is. To me, Derrick Brown, one of the best defensive tackles in the NFL. He always demands a double team. So I look at Derrick Brown. Now the team hasn't won anything. Everyone's, Aaron Donald. But I look at Derrick Brown. I say, you better pack a lunch. And the reason why I bring him up, and I look in the trenches, it'd be a challenge for the Saints offensive line. You look at Shy Tuttle, who was a part of
the Saints.
Yeah, who's now a big man that takes up a lot of space in the middle. And
A'shaun Robinson.
Yeah,
A'shaun
Robinson
too,
from Alabama, a 9-year veteran. So it seems like Carolina has their D-line right. Is that a fair assessment?
Yeah, A'shaun used to line up right next to Aaron Donald back with the Rams, so he knows all about that. So, yeah, it is. And then Jadeveon Clowney on the edge and Derrick Brown. I think that's probably the strength of our defense right there is right up front. And I think Derrick Brown, you're right. I mean, set a record by a defensive lineman with 103 tackles last year. He's really good. And if he was playing in a bigger market, it would be a bigger brand name. But he is just like a lunch pail guy, like you said. And he's going to be a handful for years to come because he's still young.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
One of the stories about Derrick Brown, this goes back to his last season at Auburn, LSU, Auburn. It was LSU's national championship year, and he was going up against Damian Lewis. And, man, Joe Burrow's all over Damian because Derrick Brown's in the backfield as much as Clyde Edwards-Helaire early in the game. And he was, man, he's screaming at Damian, nobody block him. And Damian's like, it's like two guys out there. And Joe was like, just block one of them. Just one of them. I understand you got your hands full, but at least you got to get a hand on him to slow him down. And that ended up being a really, really tough game for LSU. He ended up pulling it out. One of the guys there, Kalavon Chaisson. Not if he grew up where Bob and I, he'd be a Chaisson, but he's a Chaisson with him. What type of impact has he had with the Panthers? He's been a disappointment because at times he flashed it big time as a pass rusher for LSU. Very inconsistent player, certainly at Jacksonville. But without Brian Burns, I don't know if you're going to find one guy that can give you that type of production coming off the edge.
Yeah, we don't see that other bookend edge rusher is, yeah, to be determined. We've got, a second-year guy in D.J. Johnson out of Oregon. You mentioned Chaisson. He can provide some depth. But they were counting on D.J. Wonnum. They brought him in from Washington. He had a setback in his recovery from quad surgery. And so they did not expect him to be gone this long, and he's not ready to go right now. So Wonnum eventually be that guy. Then we have a younger guy that maybe a lot of your listeners want to know, Amari Barno. Again, just a depth guy, but it's a little bit by committee there, but yeah, nobody near the abilities of Burns, which is obviously going to fall mostly on Clowney, but they really don't have that second bookend piece right now.
You know, when you look at it, obviously, I look at leadership, captain of the defense. I look at Shaq Thompson. Anytime I see a double-digit career guy, first-round draft pick, 2015, Wake Carolina, University of Washington, an emotional leader, to say the least, hoping to kind of regain what is 2022 form after he lost the whole season last year. So where is Shaq Thompson at? Is he ready to roll again? Because, he has the confidence and the swag. And he's like there. To me, he's the Carolina Panthers' DeMario Davis. I know what double D DeMario Davis means for the Saints. And it seems like Shaq Thompson is that guy for Carolina.
Yeah, he's like that connector to the past two of the days of like Thomas Davis and Luke Kuechly because he was playing with those guys. And yeah, he is ready to go and completely healthy. He's so excited to be back and playing right now that they're thrilled to have him back out there. But he's good. And again, he's got some years on him now, but he is definitely a guy that they're counting on to step right back in as a leader for this team.
Now, the one that doesn't have years, we were talking about this on the Saturday show. Before the LSU, we're doing the LSU-USC pregame, pre-pregame. But we're familiar with that name, Horn, Joe Horn, J.C. Horn, what has missed 29 or possible 51 games since coming to Carolina. Now, when I watch J.C. Horn play, and I think we have two outstanding cornerbacks, if not, you look at the committee, when you add Alante Taylor, I think Paulson Adebo, Marshawn Lattimore, J.C. Horn is right up there. But you got to play. You have to be available. Where is J.C. Horn at right now?
Yeah, he's 100%. He he knows it. I mean, he knows that he needs to be healthy, and a lot of these things have been non-contact injuries with him. So he's hired like a personal chef. I mean, he's got trainers. He's trying to do everything he can to stay healthy because he knows that about himself. And when he is on the field, I mean, he is one of the best young cornerbacks in this league. He's got that potential to be, with that frame and that length, a shutdown corner, but he's got to play enough to prove it. But he is definitely, as far as when on the field and when he's healthy, he's shown he's one of the best young corners in the league. But it's just that, just staying healthy and being on the field, that he has to accomplish.
The tight end position, and because we kind of all remember when Greg Olsen was there, and he was a big-time player for the Panthers. Ian Thomas is in that role. In this offense, do you see the tight end under Canales' sort of run now becoming a bigger emphasis in the passing game?
Yeah, and of course, you know, he comes from Tampa Bay, so that's kind of your sample size. 1 year as an offensive coordinator there. But, I mean, Sanders is the guy they drafted, Jatavion Sanders out of Texas in the fourth round, that they're counting on him being the long-term fix. So we have a kind of a group of, you mentioned Ian Thomas, and he is a guy that is the blocking guy. Then you got Tommy Tremble, who can do a little bit of both. Jordan Matthews is a 32-year-old, the veteran. You remember him from Philadelphia, the wide receiver, converted tight end. He's a good pass catcher, but not very good at blocking. I think Sanders is the guy they're counting on developing this year and him finally being at that long-term answer at the tight end position.
Now, is this a fair assessment? Because you know how nobody has patience no more. It's a drive-through economy. I want something. I want to eat it now. Or you got to take me here or there. And I look at Bryce Young. While you might think for a number one pick in a second season to be on the hot seat, but isn't he kind of on the hot seat right now because the expectations? Now, you might have a little more patience. I'm not saying you look at Sam Darnold where he was drafted, and you can go on and on. You always have an opportunity, but as far as to say for sure you're the man and we're going to build around you, I think it's an important season for Bryce Young.
Yeah, I would not call it a hot seat, maybe a warm seat, but I think it's more like last year was such a difficult year, almost like, say, Trevor Lawrence with Urban Meyer in Jacksonville. The first year's kind of a wash up. Again, Frank Reich has had success in this league as a coach, but they had a combination of voices, in the ear of Bryce Young where they were giving him too much, and there were too many coaches, there was too much playbook, and just everything for him being day one starting rookie, it was just overwhelming, even for a guy like Bryce. He would never say it, but I just showed it. And he wasn't surrounded by enough talent. He didn't have the offensive line to execute a lot with what they were trying to do. So it was complicated, and they weren't blocking for him. I think it's almost like a restart this year with him. Hit that restart button, and I think this is where it kind of begins. And he has said everything's easier here in his second year because he's done at least football for a year, even with a different coaching staff. And by all accounts, you know, he's doing all the right things. He's looked good. They only had the one drive in the preseason, but it was a 12-play, 85-yard touchdown drive. He looked good. I think with Canales being his coach and his play caller, kind of a quarterback whisperer, brought back Baker Mayfield, brought back Geno Smith to higher heights than they had been before. I think he definitely is set up for success. He just has to show it on the field. I actually think he will. I don't know what that top ceiling is, but it's going to be so much better than what we saw last year for sure.
No, and you look at every team, okay, who's the go-to guy? Like you say with the Saints, Chris Olave. I mean, to me, he's the go-to guy with Carolina, that being DJ Moore. He could be the go-to guy with the Chicago Bears. Now, we all familiar with Adam Thielen when he was with the Vikings. Now he's with Carolina, and I thought a very productive season. When you look at it, he had over 1,000 yards, basically a 10-yard average, 103 receptions. So, you have confidence there. But it seems like if you're truly trying to get to that next level, is that a fair assessment that Deontay Johnson, he's a six-year guy, he was with the third-round draft pick, I want to say, by the Steelers in 2019, that he could be the number one option for Bryce Young. Is that a fair assessment, or what approach you take there?
Yeah, I think with him and Adam Thielen, it's kind of like 1A and 1B, and in a different week it could be different guys, but they're both veteran guys. They're both really good route runners. And, Deontay's on a contract year. He's on a one-year deal here, so this is for his career. He knows he's got to, really play well. And for Adam Thielen, I think this is kind of like bonus time in his career. He was kind of being cast aside by Minnesota because of his age, and obviously they have some real talent at that position that's younger. And so I think for him, this was really a chance to keep showing that he could still play at a high level, which he did last year with over 1,000 yards, over 100 catches. But Deontay Johnson is going to take a big chunk of those away this year. So I think in a way, he's kind of got two really reliable go-to guys he can go to in the passing game.
Jim, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon on Labor Day. Really appreciate your time and your insights, buddy. Thank you so much for joining us here on Second Guess.
Anytime. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
All right. Thanks, Jim.
Carolina Panthers color analyst Jim Zocchi from the Carolina Panthers Radio Network.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld at Odyssey Podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.